And now to high school basketball. If you don't live in the Chicago area, you've likely never heard of Moose Heart High School. It was founded about 100 years ago by the Moose Fraternal Organization as a sanctuary for kids in need. Until about 3 years ago, Moose Heart was not considered a big high school basketball power, but in 2011, three very skilled and very tall players from South Sudan arrived, thanks to a group called AHOPE, African Hoop Opportunities Providing an Education. Well, suddenly, Moose Heart was a contender, and the remarkable three-year turnaround culminated this weekend when Moose Heart won the Illinois State Class 1A Championship. Joining me now from Moose Heart is Mangisto Deng, who is a 6'7" forward who scored 27 points in the title game. Welcome to the program and congratulations.
Thank you.
You've been in the U.S. for 3 years. Tell me, what's the biggest difference between being home in South Sudan and life in Batavia, Illinois?
The biggest difference is being far away from my family. This is the first thing. And the second one is just, you know, It's a lot of things is different, you know, from my country. Food is different, is beautiful, a lot of building, you know, a lot of light, a lot of cars.
Did you play basketball back in South Sudan?
I played basketball, but I was not that good. This is my fifth year right now playing basketball.
Now, when we think of Sudanese, or you're from the Dinka tribe, yes, in South Sudan?
Yeah.
When we think of a Dinka basketball player in the U.S., people of a certain age think of Manute Bol. How important is Manute Bol to you?
Everybody know Manute Bol. He play in NBA, and he spent all his money, you know. He went back over there and buy a lot of medicine, you know, buy some food for some villages who don't have food, you know. I grew up, my dad used to tell me, you know, when you become a famous, you know, be like Manute Bol, you know, just care about your country, you know, and about your people like Manute Bol does.
How much basketball talent is there over in South Sudan among the Dinka people?
We have a lot of tall people, you know, but we don't have a lot of coaches or somebody who can teach you how to play sport. Over there, we play outside. I never play indoor in my life. And the basketball, we don't have a lot of ball, you know. Sometimes it's some two people, they have a ball. If that guy didn't come today, you guys not going to practice. Y'all got to go play soccer or something.
Now, where do you stand in your schooling? You came over, you've obviously led Moose Heart to a great state championship. Do you have a diploma? Have you studied enough to be able to attend either a college or a community college?
To graduate from Moose Heart, I have enough credit to graduate from Moose Heart. But I don't have enough credit to go to college. The plan is I'm going to go to prep school for another year so I can develop my English, you know, be strong a little bit, and be strong in basketball too, and then after that go to Division I.
In the college ranks?
In college, yeah.
In Division I. Well, do you think that like Manute Bol, you'll if you succeed here in the United States, that you want to take back to South Sudan, or do you think you'd just become an immigrant and become an American at that point?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, it's not just like to be like Manute Bol, you know. But when somebody did something good for you, you know, you got to look back, you know, and do something good to other people too, you know. Like what Musa did to me is, like, it mean a lot, you know.
Well, Mangisto Deng of Moose Heart High School in Batavia, Illinois, now the Class 1A state champions in basketball, congratulations and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.